Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Sukkah Chav Bezim and Aleph. We're holding on the top of Chav Bezim and Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Sukkah Meduv Leles Veshetzilasim Ruba Mechamasa Ksheira. These cases, the Sukkah is kosher, we'll see in the Gemara what they mean. Hamu'uva Kimin Bayis, if let's say you stack up the Schach, it's very thick, Afo Pi She'ena Kechavim Nira'in Misaicha, even though it's so thick that now you cannot see through it to the stars, you can't see the stars, still the Halacha is Ksheira, the Sukkah is kosher, it's not a problem of Gezeiras Tikra, rather the Sukkah is going to be kosher, which also we'll see more about in the Gemara on Amud Beis. So says the Gemara to start off, my meduv lelas. What is this case of a sukkah meduv lelas that the Mishnah says that the sukkah is kosher? So says the Gemara to Machlekes, Amar Rav, sukkah aniyah. Sukkah meduv lelas means that it's a poor sukkah. There's very little schach. It's providing enough shade, but it's very little. Ushmul Amar, kana oila v'kana yoyred. Meduv lelas means that it's all over the place. There's a bottom layer of schach and a top layer of schach that's hovering over the spaces of the bottom layer. So you have a bottom layer of beams of schach, and it's chamasa meruba mitzilasa. It's providing more sun than shade. Keneged that schach, you also have beams as a top layer, and the beams are keneged the spaces of the bottom layer. So even though the sukkah does not have a lot of shade, Shmuel says that the sukkah is kosher, that's how he's being mefarish the Mishnah, that the sukkah is kosher because we could view the top layer as if it's lower down, which we'll see more about in the Gemara in the Hamshach. Rav Tani Chada Ushmuel Tani Tarti. It comes out that according to Rav, the Reisha, the Mishnah is all really one case, and according to Shmuel, it's two cases. Rav Tani Chada, according to Rav, the Mishnah is saying one case, because Sukkah Meduv Leles, my Meduv Leles, Medul Deles. Sukkah Meduv Leles means that it's poor, it's Miloshum Dal. And Shetzilasam Ruba Mechamasa, it's one case. It's poor, but still it's Shetzilasam Ruba Mechamasa. In such a case, the Sukkah is Kshera. That's how Rav reads the Mishnah. That when the Mishnah says Sukkah Meduv Leles Vishetzilasa Meruba Mechamasa, it's not really a separate case. It's Sukkah Meduv Leles, but it's still Vishetzilasa Meruba Mechamasa. So then the Sukkah is going to be kosher. Whereas Shmuel Tani Tarti, because he tells us that my Meduv Leles Meruba Veles, he tells us Meduv Leles is Miloshen Bilbul. It's confusing. It's all over the place. There's a bottom layer and a top layer. Vitarti Katani, and the Mishnah is saying two cases. That Sukkah Meruba Veles Kshera. First case is Sukkah Meruba. Such a sukkah is kosher. Vishetzilasa meruba mechamasa, that's a separate case. If a sukkah is providing more shade than it does sun, that's also ksheira. It's two separate cases. According to Rav, it's the tzilasa meruba mechamasa was an explanation of the first case, whereas according to Shmuel, it's two separate cases entirely. The first case is taka more sun than shade. It's only by means of viewing the top layer as if it's lower, so then we are machshir the sukkah. Says the Gemara, this that Shmuel says that we could view the top layer of schach as if it was lower down, Amar Avai. It's only if there's less than three tefachim separating the top layer from the bottom layer, because then we could apply lavud. However, if you have a distance of three tefachim separating the two layers, so then the sukkah is going to be possible because you can't apply lavud to bring the two layers together. Amar Rava. Rava says, and no, afilu yesh bein zel lezeh shleish tefachim, nami lo yamaran. Even if you have three tefachim separating the two layers, still, that doesn't mean that we're going to say that the sukkah is possible. Ela she'ein begagay tefach. Unless the width of the top layer of beams, the beams of the top layer are less than a tefach wide. Aval yesh begagay tefach. However, if the top layer beams are a tefach wide, so then ksheira, so then the sukkah is going to be kosher, even if it's more than three tefachim away from the bottom layer, because the amrin and chavayt rami, because we have a different halach l'moshe misinai called chavayt rami, that if the beams on the top are a tefach wide, we could view it as if it's lower down. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Mina amina lo dechi isve tefach amrin and chavayt rami v'chilas lo amrin and chavayt rami." How do I know that chavayt rami is tali on the width of the beams, and it's only when if it's a tefach wide, so then we could apply chavayt rami, and if not, then we cannot apply chavayt rami? That's not because we learned in the Mishnah in Oilis. The Mishnah says with regards to Tumas Mace, with the Oila Mace, it says kairis abayis v'aliyah. You have a case where you have beams of the house, of the roof of the house, and then you also have beams on the attic on top of this room of the house. So you have two layers of beams. She'ein a lamb is ziva, and there's no tar, which is not significant for our purposes. Vehein mechuvanis. So now, if the beams are connected each other, the beams on the top are connected, the beams on the bottom. Again, it's not a solid roof. It's just beams. Some of the house has, some of the roof is just space, and some of the roof is beams. And then you have beams also on the attic on top, directly on top of this room. And the beams of the attic are mamish connected parallel with the beams of the house. So then, the halacha is like this. Tuma tachas achas man. Let's say you have tuma on the bottom, inside the house, underneath one of the beams. So tachteh hatame, so directly underneath that beam forms an oil to the mace. Only what's under that beam is going to be tame. Whatever's on top is not, because the oil is mafsik, and whatever's on the side won't be tame, even though it's in the same room, because it's not under the same oil. Only whatever's under that exact beam is going to be tame. Beina tachtoina le'elyoina. Let's say you have tumas mace in between the two layers of beams, on top of the kairis habayis, beneath the below the kairis aliyah. So then beinehen tame. So then the area between those two beams, that will be tame, because the beam of the aliyah is forming an oil for the mace. However, al gabe al yoina, if it's on top of the al yoina beam, so that means there's no oil on top of it at all. So then connect the ad lebrakia tame. Only something connected the mace itself until shemayim is going to be tame. Only something directly on top of the mace, because there's no oil to bring the tum anywhere else. That's in the case where they're mechuvanis. Hayu al yoina. But let's say the beams of the aliyah are like the spaces of the beams of the bayis. So the beams of the aliyah are connected the spaces of the aliyah. So this is mamish like the case of the sukkah meduvlelas according to Shmuel, where the top layer beams are connected the spaces on the bottom layer. So then the halacha is that we could apply chavayt rami and make it that now it's like a solid roof on the bottom. We could take the beams of the aliyah, bring it down to the bayis, and now the bayis has a solid roof. And therefore the halacha is tuma tachta, and if you have tuma on the bottom area inside the house, so tachas kul on tame. Anything in the bottom layer of the house is going to be tame. The entire bottom, the entire bayis. Anything in the house will be nitma from the mace. Al gabehen, if you have tuma on top of the kairis abayis, so now there's no oil on top of it, right? Because the beams of the aliyah are not on top of the beams of the bayis. They're connected the spaces of the bayis. So you have tuma al gabehen on top of the beams of the bayis. So then connect the nad l'rakia tame. So then whatever's connected the mace itself until shamayim, that's going to be tame. But there's no oil to bring the tuma anywhere else. The point is that you see that we apply chavayt rami though, and therefore if you have tuma inside the bayis, anything in the house is going to be tame. Says the Gemara though, v'tanya lo, we learned in a braisa regarding this mishnah, b'medvar mamurim, when is it that we could say chavayt rami? That's bizman sheyesh behen tefach u'beinein paiseach tefach. That's only when the spaces and the beams of the aliyah are a tefach wide. The beams of the aliyah are connected to spaces, and they're both a tefach wide. So then we could apply chavayt rami. Aval ein beinein paiseach tefach. But if the spaces are less than a tefach, meaning to say, in that the beams of the aliyah are less than a tefach wide, so then tuma tachas achas mehen. If let's say you have tuma inside the bayis on the bottom area, underneath one of the beams, so we don't apply chavayt rami, and mamela tachteh hatame, only what's in the bottom of that beam is going to be tame, but beinehen, if you have tuma on top of that beam, beinehen val gabehen, but whatever is in between the beams are on top, so then tar, that's going to remain tar. So what do you see from here? Alma ki is beitefach amrinu chavayt rami, v'chilas beitefach le'amrinu chavayt rami shvamina. You see from here that chavayt rami is a halacha that only applies when a beam is a tefach wide. So that's Rav's Makar, that so too when it comes to Sukkah Meduvleles, as long as a beam is a Tefach wide, we could apply Chavayt Rami, but only if the beam is a Tefach wide. Once it is a Tefach wide, now I don't even need to come on to Lavan anymore. So therefore now, even if the two layers are separated by three Tefachim, the Sukkah could still be Kosher. But that's only going to be if the beams on the top are a Tefach wide, and then we could apply Chavayt Rami.